With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A U.S. District Court judge today gave the federal government until November 23rd to decide whether to allow drilling for oil and gas on national forest land in the Badger II Medicine area adjacent to Glacier National Park. The land is considered sacred by the Blackfeet tribes, but is not on the Blackfeet Reservation. The Louisiana-based company Solenex was given a federal lease to drill there in 1982, but then the government said it needed time to determine whether the lease had been illegally issued. That was 17 years ago, and in 2013, Solenex sued for a decision. This summer, Judge Richard Leon chastised the Interior Department for the long delay and ordered it to produce a timeline for a decision. Today, Judge Leon rejected the timeline Interior proposed, saying it could potentially draw out the process for another 2 years. Leon said the government also lacked rationale for some of its proposed steps forward. Judge Leon today said the government has to decide whether to cancel the lease by November 23rd. If the agency doesn't, he says it has to then come up with an accelerated schedule to resolve any outstanding issues before actual drilling can begin. Whatever the decision, Leon has given Solenex until December 4th to respond. Neighbors of an 8-year-old Kalispell area girl who died in a motorhome fire say the Flathead County Sheriff's Office and Child Protective Services didn't act on numerous reports alleging drug use and child neglect in the months before the fire. Child protection advocate Cheryl Hodges says she and about a dozen neighbors who made complaints plan to meet with the county prosecutor on Tuesday. The U.S. House Natural Resources Committee voted today to lift long-standing restrictions on kayaks, rafts, and other, quote, hand-propelled vessels on hundreds of miles of rivers and streams in Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks. Conservation and angling groups oppose paddling in those areas, saying existing restrictions preserve the solitude and wildness of the park's waterways while allowing boats on many lakes and some rivers. The measure from Wyoming Republican Cynthia Loomis passed on a 23-15 vote. Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke was a yes vote in committee. The bill now goes to the full House. Trappers in Montana won't be able to get certified online to trap wolves, at least for now. The state's Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department has proposed ending the in-person classes it now requires wolf trappers to pass and going to online classes to save money. Today, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks commissioners expressed skepticism. Richard Kirsten, a commissioner from Scobie, noted that both pro- and anti-trapping groups oppose the online courses.
Hunting, fishing, or trapping are not amenable to learn online. If they were, we probably wouldn't do it. Also, the opportunity that Wolves of the Rockies and the Montana Trappers Association are on the same page, I would hate to pass that opportunity up. I couldn't support it as it is right now.
The commissioners said they'd like to get more public input on the proposal and revisit it in December. Barry Beach has filed a new clemency request now that Montana's clemency law has been changed to give the final decision to the governor instead of the State Board of Pardons and Parole. Beach was convicted of killing a high school classmate in 1979. His fourth clemency request last year was rejected by the board, even though Governor Steve Bullock said he wanted to consider it. A judge has declared a mistrial for a miner who prosecutors charged with polluting wetlands and a waterway in the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest. U.S. District Judge Donald Malloy ordered the mistrial after the jury was unable to reach a unanimous verdict. Jurors began deliberating the case against Joseph Robertson yesterday morning. The executive director of the Montana Republican Party has resigned after less than a year in the position. Chris Shipp said today that his last day with the party was September 30th. Shipp says he previously decided to leave before the 2016 election season, but stayed until now to help new party chairman Jeff Essman create a transition plan. Hunters in Montana have harvested about half of a bighorn sheep herd in the Tendoy Mountains that has been chronically ill. The wild sheep in the Tendoys southeast of Dillon have experienced major die-offs due to pneumonia twice in the last 25 years. Attempts to augment the population by bringing in healthy sheep have been unsuccessful. Tune in tomorrow morning for Montana News during Morning Edition. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.